Hello there. Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. If you are watching on YouTube, you will see that it is just me today. I have not sat down one-on-one for a one-on-one solo episode since March, since my birthday, which many reasons. One, I was just getting a bunch of amazing people who were interested in the podcast and who actually wanted to come on, and I was like, why not do it? So I was just rolling with back-to-back-to-back guest episodes, and it has been so inspiring, and I just learned so much talking to people, so I'm not mad about it at all. It's been absolutely a blast getting to meet new people, all different creatives, and just kind of supporting their own journey as well. And also having them here to share with us, like, is always so sick. So, like, thank you for that. Thank you for all the guests who've been on. I wanted to sit down and do a little check-in since it is officially New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2024. Let's get it. We're here today. I wanted to end the year with a reflection episode, just kind of talking through the year I've had, where I am, where I've been, where I'm going, all the things, and also just kind of going over some basic things I've learned in 2024. I don't even know where to begin. This has been one of the most amazing years for me. However, it's also been one of the hardest for me, like, internally in terms of, like, growing. I just feel like I'm 24 and I'm just freaking confused. Like, I don't know if I'm coming or going. I don't know what should be happening. Like, I just feel like everyone's in such different paths in life at this age. And I know everyone talks about being in your 20s. Like, you have friends who are having babies. You have friends who are getting married. You have friends who are happily single. You have friends who are in between. Like, you just, and also it's like, I feel like that concept alone, people always only base it off of what the relationship status is of your friends, like single, married, engaged, dating, whatever in between. But why don't we also talk about where everyone is different in different levels in terms of, like, career, self, like, mind, body, soul? Like, I just feel like everyone's in such different spaces. A lot of my friends are thankfully, you know, a lot more secure in their jobs. They're 24. They've been in the field for a couple years. They're kind of growing from there. So we love that. Other friends are still figuring it out, which we also love the journey. So we're also here to appreciate that. I had a lot of big milestones this year, and one of them was quitting my 9-to-5 full-time job. Moment of silence. I don't even know where to begin. That's going to be a whole other episode. But I worked in corporate America for about literally actually exactly like 2 years and like 2 months, I think. And that alone was about to take me out. So I'm speechless because the way America is built to just work and not enjoy is actually sickening. And I'm literally saying that as a 24-year-old who hasn't even had a glimpse of what it's like to work a 9-to-5 for 40 plus years or whatever. So, like, please know I'm not trying to sound like a brat right now. I'm also not trying to be unrealistic. Like, I know we have to work, but, like, do we have to work this hard? Like, I don't know. I feel like I just can't. I am just speechless at seeing people in their, like, even their 40s, 50s, 60s still working. Like, why can't they go live on a freaking cruise or live on a beach and just, like, chill all day? It's, like, so sad how much Americans, humans in general, are just, like, forced to work to survive, not even to enjoy life. Like, they're working to pay the bills, living paycheck by paycheck, not even working to, like, save up for a huge trip to Greece. You know what I mean? And this is just the working class. I come from a working class, you know, blue collar type household. So, like, I've seen firsthand and experienced firsthand what that looks like. You know, you can't have it all. Tell you that much. I'm like speechless. I just don't believe people should be working themselves to death. And unfortunately, that's all I know, given the communities I was raised in is a middle class type of lifestyle. So the fact that I had the privilege, like, absolute privilege, and I say this so humbly, to be able to walk away from a toxic, draining work environment in 2024 at 24 years old is an absolute privilege and, quite frankly, an honor. I am very lucky to be in a space where my family is willing to support my dreams and for them to believe in me and in my entrepreneurial, can I say that word, mindset and lifestyle. I'm very lucky to have a powerhouse of a mother who works day in and day out, who opened up her own businesses and is absolutely grinding, and who was able to shed that light onto myself and my siblings. So please know I am still very much working. It's just I'm working with a family business, and it is an absolute blessing and honor to take up this space, you know, within our family biz. And I'm just beginning. It's only been a couple months, and I'm just absolutely so much more at peace mentally. There's been other things. I think it's interesting. Once my biggest weight on my shoulders left me, which was when I quit my job back in August, I then started realizing all the other weights on my shoulders that I carry day to day. So it kind of forced me to like grind even more, but on a different journey, more so like within myself, I feel like a self-love, self-growth, self-reflection type of journey. So it's been a ride, I'll tell you that much. I'm sitting here all day today. I've been very like reflective of what I've experienced in 2024, and like I said, there's just so much blessings. You know, my family and I also embarked on an insane amazing dream of ours, which was to write and complete and film a feature film. So an hour and a half long movie that will be coming to theaters near you in 2025 was fully produced, directed, written, and organized by myself and my family. And it has been an absolute honor to be a part of this experience and to learn hands-on in a craft that I love so much, which is the arts and acting and being creative and just doing all the things and organizing, you know. I love party. It's like a version of party planning in a sense, you know, planning these events for us to film at. Like, it's absolutely amazing, and it's just so insane to see everything in fruition. So I have just been super thankful and grateful for those opportunities. Part of filming this movie took a lot of my time away in terms of social life and, I mean, other work life. That's what part of what kind of encouraged me to be able to leave my 9-to-5. I just didn't have the mental capacity to do both. And like I said, I was very lucky to be able to choose the arts. For now, I kind of had the mindset of like, I'm 24 years old with no kids, no like true life wrenching responsibility. Like, now's the time. If I'm gonna take the risk and go full out into my arts and my creative side and my you know, my marketing mind and all my other hopes and dreams that I've ever had, I'm gonna do it now. I'm gonna do it now while I don't have another, you know, more mouths to feed or someone to answer to or anything like that. So that was part of also what kind of allowed me to do this, is being 24 and still having some grace within myself, my family support, everything, just being able to really be able to dive into what I love the most. Because one thing I have been feeling recently, well, I would say the past like 6 months or so, I feel like I'm running out of time. Yeah, that's scary. Like, that's sad. I have this like random burst of anxiety multiple times a week where I'm like, oh my God, Alyssa, you're running out of time. Time meaning time to do all that you've ever wanted to do before. Time meaning, you know, you're running out of time to do your dreams, to act, to create, to sing, to play the piano, to edit a podcast, like whatever it is. Like, I feel like my big dreams for this lifetime is being a full-time creative and creator, and just to to be seen and to meet people and to talk to people, especially to talk to people. Obviously, I'm here now with this podcast, but like the dreams and the goals and the plans that I have for this podcast alone, to go to different states to talk to people and just interview them. Like, I'm already getting inquiries. I have my first interview with my first ever international person that I'm going to be interviewing, who's out in Australia. Like, and they contacted me, you know, like, that's just a blessing. And to, in such a small way, for me to just have my little baby podcast that's still on the come up, and to still get, you know, I got an email last month that like my highest ranking country that listens to me is Russia. I'm like, hello, Russia, what are you doing out there? Like, let's hit me up. Like, what's going on? That's insane. That's amazing. So just to have a platform and the technology and the mindset and the knowledge to be able to, you know, fully produce and record and edit and upload this podcast just to talk to people is insane. And it's such a time to be alive. So with this, I mean, the podcast alone, I have lots of ideas and things I'm working on for the new year. Just my biggest dream is to just sit and just to talk to people and just to impact people and ask questions that no one's ever asked them, and to be able to get this on tape, on video, you know, recording these things, documenting these things, because this is a part of the legacy. Like, I interviewed, you know, so many people within this season and last season, and, you know, my last guest, which was Nikki, like, you know, Nikki on that, sitting on my chair for an hour long, being published to YouTube and to Spotify and to Apple, whatever, all the spaces, like, this is a part of her legacy. She's going to show her kids or her cousins or her family or her whoever comes after her, she's going to show them one day, like, hey, this is me back when I was X years old, back in 2024, sitting down and talking about where I was in life right now. And to be able to give the space for myself and for others to be able to sit down and just reflect for an hour. I purposely film in a space where it's so like boutique, it's so tiny. My podcast space is a very small, quaint location. The room itself that I'm in a little corner. And the door is closed. There's no technology around me aside from what's recording and, you know, filming me right now. And it's just me, myself, and I, or it's me, myself, and a guest. And we are so in a bubble because I can't be texting while I'm on the show. I can't have a guest on their phone while they're on a show. Like, this is the 1 hour where I get the privilege to be able to sit down and talk to, whether it's myself like I am right now. I feel like I'm in therapy. Or where I can sit down and talk to someone else, you know, and we're just in our moment and we're just in our space, and all that matters is what's happening right now. And I think that's been something that's been reminding me and grounding me while I'm in the mindset of this high functioning anxiety that I possess, which is the anxieties. It makes me, my anxieties of running out of time, or my mortality motivation, or my fear of missing out on myself. Like, that's my FOMO. It's my FOMO is knowing my potential and fearing that because of what's around me and who I allow in my life and who I don't allow in my life and what I consume on a day-to-day basis, like, I'm having this fear of, like, is what I'm doing enough? Is what I'm doing bringing me to my next level? Is what I'm doing stunting me? Is it stopping me from what I want to do? Is it lessening me? And not intentionally, it's just like, what's happening right now? Like, why am I in a rut? Why do I feel like I'm running out of time? Because I'm 24, like, God willing, I have a lot of time, God willing, like, please, like, I'm here, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't know. I think this is really a thing of my age range. I think people feel it at all times in their lives at different spurts, because life is a up and down, truly an up and down roller coaster. You never know what you're gonna get, and there's a lot of beauty in that, but I can also see why there's a lot of anxiety in that. And my therapist said I have high functioning anxiety, but it's it's been working for me because that is why I'm literally manic. That is why I am 20. I was 22 years old when I bought a mic and connected some cords to my laptop. I was like, I'm going to film a podcast because I had my anxieties of, oh my God, what if this? What if that? What if that? Just make the podcast. That'll help you. That'll make you feel good today. Like, just do it now. Like, to have the balls to do this is part of what my high functioning anxiety allows me to do. I like the term high functioning because I'm functioning at such a high pace almost, because my mind is running a million miles an hour. Like, I'm like, what can I do next? What can I do next? I'm like, I feel like constantly that TikTok sound. That's like the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know that TikTok sound? And it's like, like that sound. It's what my mind feels like 24/7. Am I well? I don't know. This is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So I think because of that, like, energy that I possess and that I've owned a lot more, and I didn't know I had it to this extreme until I had more time and wasn't spending 40 plus hours a week sitting in a cube wanting to, me trying to be like PG. I'm trying to not sound really bogus right now. Sitting in that cube from a 9-to-5 questioning my life decisions. Let's just put it like that. Wanting to scream, okay, because I had that 40 hours back to me and I can put it into creative spaces like the age, you know, my family business, God willing, or like my own thoughts and my own goals and all that stuff. Like, this is what's allowing me to almost expand in a sense, but it also encourages and kind of naturally brings up other forms of anxiety. I don't know if this makes any sense, but I think my point is kind of getting across. The point is, I know I am not alone with this, so I'm speaking on this. So if one person listens to this and feels like, yes, this is me, I am her, I feel seen, I made it, and that's all I need to know. Like, thank you. I hope this resonates with somebody. And I think whenever I talk to friends about it, they all understand, because we're all in this transitional period of life. You know, we're in our 20s. I like to think we're literally I'm a 4-year-old toddler, and I turned 1 when I was 20. Like, I just feel like every decade, you just kind of figure it out. And now I'm technically mid-20s. Like, hello, I'm here. Like, mid-20s sounds kind of insane and scary and confusing and sad and exciting and hopeful and just all these things. So I just feel like being in this space is a beautiful thing. And it's really a time of transformation, a time of transitioning, a time of transcending. I just think that I'm speaking on how I'm feeling because I know I'm not alone. I know other people have felt this way before. And I just know this is part of my process. This is part of my plan. This is part of what I'm supposed to experience in order to unlock my next level, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, in every way possible. So if you're here listening and you're like, oh my God, yeah, like, I feel similar, like, I'm also confused and just not sure what to do and not sure if I'm where I am is where I want to be, whatever, I think you should really listen to that feeling. That to me is your gut. It's the angel on your shoulder. It's you know, a higher version of yourself telling you where you are now is not enough. Don't get comfortable. Like, this is not the end goal for you. We are only beginning. So if this is where you feel uncomfortable, sit with that uncomfortability, because uncomfortability is how you grow. I was in an acting forum yesterday, and the acting coach was actually Leroy Hawkins from Chicago PD. He plays Atwater, one of the lead cops on Chicago PD. So Slay, shout out Leroy. One thing he said that really resonated with me was, he said, being uncomfortable and feeling uncomfortable is where you're supposed to be, and you should lean into that uncomfortability. You should lean into that uncertainty, because that means you're going in the right direction. And I think hearing that was very healing because, again, I've been going through day by day, like, what's going on? I'm confused. I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I just don't know, like, what I want. I know what my end goals are, but I don't know how to get there. But I do know how to get there. It just involves some hard steps in between, so it's just a lot of that. And it's so easy to just sit in the now and focus on, oh, my phone, ooh, TikTok, ooh, Pinterest. Ooh, let me just go hang out with my friends and just forget about everything for a couple hours. Like, that's so easy, and that's what I'm used to doing, is kind of escaping. I think a coping mechanism, a response mechanism, some generational trauma sprinkled in that I inherited, essentially, is escapism, which is, you know, a form of essentially avoidance to an issue or to a problem or to a situation, and you just find ways of escaping. And I think escaping mentally is what I'm referring to. I'm really good at that because I'm also an actress, and when you're acting, you mentally have to escape, for the lack of better words, to be able to become this new person for X amount of days or hours or weeks or however long that looks like for you. So I'm a master of escapism, which is great when I need to, but when life is hitting me in the face and I'm just trying to live like dilly-dally, da-la-la-la-la, like nothing's going wrong, and then it's like, girl, this gotta regroup. Okay, girly pop, we gotta regroup, because I can't live like this forever. It is literally about to be 2025. We are getting to a quarter of a century. The quarter life crisis is so for real right now. I think this is just what's supposed to happen, and I'm going to live with it, and I'm going to soak it in. I'm going to allow it. I really believe in the uncomfortability and allowing the uncomfortability to just hit you so to the point where you are like, I'm screaming to get out of this. Because until you get to that point where you are literally forcing yourself to get out of the mental blockage or whatever it is for you, whatever that looks like for you, like, that is when you will be able to get to the next level. And I'm here and I'm preaching this, and I have experienced this to some degree, but I know that I'm relearning, and I'm still, you know, every year, every day even is a new chance, and a new chance for a rebirth for you and what you want of yourself. So let's just say I'm ready for my rebirth. So yeah, I've kind of been experiencing some of that, and let's just say I got bangs somehow, so clearly I'm not doing well. I'm just kidding. No, I'm doing well. I'm just exploring. I'm just, you know, experimenting, exploring. This is the time. And just going off of this, I think a common theme I have been hearing from different mentors and adults that I look up to, and just humans in general, that I don't think it's said enough, but I think it's so cliche when I say it. It's like, oh my god, she's just copying like what the other person said. Like, it's such a classic thing to say and to be told, but I really believe it. And it didn't hit me until this year, when I was kind of forced to grow up in some ways, or where I was forced to get out of situations, or where I was forced to lean more into myself, is that everything I'm looking for, all of my issues, quote unquote, all of my quote unquote problems, all of my concerns, all of my little moments in between, is all within me. Like, the answer I'm looking for is within me. It's not me going out and asking Joe on the street, hey, like, what should I do? It's not me going out asking even my therapist, who's a licensed person whose job is to, you know, to help with this journey. But she is not the answer. Like, no one is the answer but myself. And I'm saying this sitting here being hyper aware of all of the things I have done in a way to self-sabotage myself. I said no to things, to opportunities, because I didn't think I was ready. I changed, I rescheduled stuff, I postponed things that could have possibly brought me to a new space mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and I was just mentally blocking myself, or I didn't feel ready for it, or I didn't feel like it was worth it in the moment for whatever reason. But that's not a reflection of who I am in my core or in my soul. That's not what I want to keep doing. So I'm saying this, owning the fact that I know I have not been the kindest supporter for myself even this past year. And I think a lot of it is going through the ruts of like, what am I doing? What should I be going? Like what's going on? Who should I go to? And who should I allow in my life? Or whatever that looks like. So I just think owning that and being self-aware in that space is really important. And it's also, like I said before, really uncomfortable. But I'm here saying it on a mic and just to you. And I'm posting it on the World Wide Web. So, you know, I'm owning it. I'm aware of it now. It's just, what do I do next? Because every answer is all in me. So if I'm not going to lock in to what I need to do that's best for myself and my own future, I just have a fear of resenting either myself or the other things around me that maybe I feel like aren't allowing me to reach my fullest, highest potential. And this is not a personal statement. This is not a jab to anyone, because there are so many life factors, both tangible and intangible, that add to this. But I think being aware of what I'm experiencing right now and what you may be experiencing but never knew how to put into words, or never wanted to put it into words because it's hard, I think this is kind of my next step, is understanding that every answer I have is within me. It's not going to be anywhere else. Other people, other things, other experiences, other opportunities can most definitely help me get to that point, but it's not just going to be given to me, I'll tell you that much. And I'm aware of that, and I think I'm finally ready for that. I'm ready for that next level to be unlocked, and I'm comfortable with knowing that it's not going to be all pretty and all rainbows and sunshines. And I think in order to get to that next level, this needs to happen, I think. And next level, I'm not saying necessarily in one way or another. But when I say next level, I mean next level physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The next level that I believe I am worth having. The next level that I see my future self living. Whatever that looks like for me, it's probably going to look different for everybody else. But that's what I mean by next level, is I really believe that I have a lot of it within me, and I believe I also haven't discovered a lot of it, because that's part of the process. But this year has definitely grounded me in many ways of reminding me of what matters most and what and who are in my circles the most when I need them. And who's also, you know, admiring from afar, and who's giving me the space to be able to figure my stuff out. And so when I'm ready, they're ready. And I just think that's a beautiful thing, kind of acknowledging that everyone's on their own path, and the people in your life who are able to allow you to have that space without dimming any parts of you, and who are allowing you to make mistakes, to ask questions, to mess up, to do amazing, all the different things in between, like, that to me is what matters most, is who's in your circle to celebrate you. Because yeah, everything I need is within me, in terms of everything I'm searching for, I already possess. I just never realized it's all within me from the beginning. And I think having people around me who uplift me and who remind me of my true self and what I'm happiest doing is what continues to drive me and hold me accountable and motivate me and support me. So I would say what I'm going to start doing, and what I would just recommend, if you are also feeling similar, to just write down what you think your highest version of yourself is doing. And I know this is like, ooh, like a highest version, like, like, I don't care what you believe in. This isn't me trying to be religious or me trying to be dramatic. I mean, I'm always dramatic, so I guess I will be dramatic, but like, I'm not trying to be religious right now. I'm not trying to push an agenda on you. I'm just trying to say, write down what you think your best self is doing and what you want your best self to be doing, whatever that looks like to you, whatever capacity, whatever level that looks like to you. Write it down, put it onto paper. I'm a visual learner, so I need to see that written down for me to fully understand. So maybe you do too. And just see, what steps can I take day by day to do this? And this is not an overnight adjustment. It's not an overnight change. It's okay if I think my highest self has a six pack, let's say. Just being super generic, super superficial, like just basic six packs. Great. What's one thing I can do a day to achieve a six pack? I can do 10 crunches a day. Sure. I can do a 1 minute plank a day. Get me going. Like, whatever. And that's at a small scale. And then when I'm ready for it, okay, let me go and do an hour ab workout or whatever that looks like. I'm just trying to give a very easy example. Whatever that looks like, just one thing a day. If it's drinking more water, have an extra gallon a day. No, I don't know. Gallon. Is that right? Yeah. Have an extra cup a day. I don't know. I'm just giving dumb examples now. But you know what I mean. I'm just trying to give some insight of what I've experienced and just trying to be really open and vulnerable with what I'm feeling. Because I do believe that there is so much more out there for me. And a quote I have come across recently that's just so healing is, there are places that I belong that I haven't even been to yet. And places can be physical, yeah, but it can also mean places within friend groups, within experiences, places on a stage that I belong in or that I'm supposed to be in, but I haven't made it there yet. Like, there's just so many other spaces that I think we are so easily able to forget because of how hard and how real life can be in the moment, that we forget where we're supposed to be going. And I think being a part of this journey we call life, that's part of the beauty, is not knowing, you know, what's supposed to happen next, but knowing that we're fully the driver. And I'm saying this also being aware and having empathy for those who are not fully the driver, who might have kids that they feel that they are responsible for, or who might have a partner who's taking more control than the other. That's a whole other situation. I'm not saying this, you know, assuming everyone just is able to dilly-dally and do whatever they want, like, tee-hee. Like, there's real life happening every single day to real people. So I'm not saying, like, it's that easy and it's that black and white, but I'm saying there are things that can be done to make it a little bit cleaner, a little bit fresher, a little bit more safe for you, or more independent, or more happy, or more whatever that looks like for you. So please just reflect on what around you is uplifting you and what around you is maybe dragging you down. Even if it's someone's closest to you, I have lost very, very dear close friends because they weren't maybe comfortable, or maybe weren't ready or aware of their next levels. And so then me going and trying to achieve my next level wasn't exciting for them anymore. Like, that's okay. It doesn't have to be. I'm someone who doesn't have a grudge. I don't hold beef. I don't hold anger on people. So like, if you had to go, if you want to go, if you have things to do and places to be, like, in any capacity, whether it's for a day, for a few months, for an hour, whatever it is in between, I'm just, you know, giving examples. Like, everyone's on their own journey and everyone's journey looks different. So we gotta be okay with letting people do their thing. We have to be okay with letting people figure it out for themselves, but also just clap and cheer them on during the process. I think that's a big lesson I'm learning in 2024, is that we all have the right to make what we want of this lifetime, And if we're not happy, if we're not smiling, if we're not having fun, then what's the point? What are we doing here? Because we're here for a reason, so why not make it a fucking blast, a fucking ball, okay? Why not make it worth it, you know? Can you tell I'm a Pisces? I just feel so, like, today. But that kind of what allows me to sit here. Literally, I've been closing my eyes just, like, processing life. So it's not me trying to be weird. Sorry if you're watching this. My eyes are closed when I'm talking. I'm just trying to put into words what I'm experiencing. And also trying to push through the uncomfortability and the vulnerability that this platform that I created allows me to have. So thanks for listening. I hope this made sense. Thanks for listening. I am going to wrap up soon because I know it's New Year's Eve. I want you guys to get ready, go out and have fun. I'm not trying to, you know, dampen the moods, but is that right? Dampen the moods? Dampen. I'm not trying to be a downer. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I'm really excited for 2025. I really believe in people, and I really believe in hope, and I really believe in next new chances and opportunities. So I really hope you do too, and I really hope you make the absolute best out of what you're able to and out of what you can control, because the only thing you have control in this lifetime is what you do with yourself, with your life, and with time, and how you react to things. So I just hope that you're able to find space and to give grace to the parts that might not always seem so pretty or so fun. And I hope you're able to really look at things in a lighter perspective, in a perspective of like, hey, that's okay. Everyone's on their own path. Everyone's doing their own thing. I just really hope for you that you feel inspired to do whatever it is you want to do, to go to the gym, to take the art class, to write a book, to go take on a new hobby, whatever that looks like, to start the new job, quit the job, whatever you want to do. I just hope you do it, and I just hope you feel inspired to do it along the way, and I hope you have people in your community who are supporting you as well, because you deserve that. And if you don't, I hope you find those people very, very soon. And while the new year can also bring in different forms of sadness or anxieties, I do want to just say this and let this sink in. We're not moving on. We're moving forward. Okay? So whatever you need to do, you don't have to be like, peace, like, out of here. Just move forward. I think the concept of moving forward rather than moving on is a game changer of the way you experience and look at that. If it's like, oh, moving on, 2025, it almost has a negative connotation. Like, you're like, out of here. But, like, instead, if you're like, oh my God, I'm moving forward to 2025, like, forward is such a positive word. You're moving forward to next steps, to next levels, to next experiences, to next versions of yourself, to next versions of your other people around you. Like, you're moving forward to these things, and I hope you're also looking forward to them as well. So I just wanted to put that out there in terms of a perspective change, in case you are feeling out of it. You're not moving on from anything. We're not moving on in a negative way. We are moving forward to a bigger, a brighter, and God willing, a happier and a healthier future. So, and a safer future too. Let's just be real right now, okay? So I am gonna, this whole episode is just me rambling and giving different versions of quotes. So this is how I talk. I'm sorry. This is me in a more grounded day, less unhinged today. I do want to end on a poem I wrote recently. Weird flex, I know. I write poetry. I've been writing since I was 16. Check out my Instagram page at With Love Alyssa. But I've been doing some rebranding in every way in my life possible, and one of the ways is within my poetry page and kind of what I want to do with my writings and my words. And I've been, like I said, just really reflecting on life, and I think I want to end this episode on this quote that I had written a couple months ago. I was I was, you know, having one of those days. I'm in my head, I'm getting anxious, I'm confused with what's happening, I'm thinking about the past and where I've come and where I've been and where I'm going, and I'm just here, and I'm like, girl, take a chill pill, let's sit and just be in the moment. And the original quote written by moi, Miss Alyssa, is, I am thankful for the past for what it had taught me. I am hopeful for the future for what it will bring me. But for now, the present is the safest place to be. Just sinking in, living in the present. And allowing life to happen to me as well in a positive way. Taking everything in a positive way. So I am sending you the absolute most love, happiness, opportunities, bountifulness, safeness, hopefulness, healthiest, richest in every way possible. I am sending you all the good vibes for 2025, and I'm sending you a happy, happy new year. Please, if you're going out tonight, please be safe. Girlies, stay together. If you're out with your people, look out for them. Buddy system, me being a mom right now. Just please be safe because it's fucking brutal out there, okay? No, be safe. Lots of love. Happy New Year. We are going to get it. 2025 is the year of just conquering all of your biggest hopes and dreams, because all we got is now to do so. So sending you all the love. Have the best New Year ever. I cannot wait to hear from you and how your New Year's have gone. So please send me messages, send me DMs. That link in my bio is always open for stories, POVs, questions, experiences, whatever you want to share with me, whether it's just for me personally or for me to share on the pod. Please let me know. I want to hear it regardless. So thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me in my personal journey. And I hope that you have the best New Year ever. Lots of love, and I cannot wait to see you when we are on to the next episode next year. Ah, mwah. Bye.